Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome in. It is the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Thursday. And what a fantastic day. The air you can wear, Kim says, on this 16th day of July. It was 80. It was 80 on my dashboard on the way in this morning. I would have to agree with that.
It says, so what I'm seeing is it says it's 77 downtown, but then, oh man, I looked at the feels like temperature and it's... It's about 88, so it's and it, that's just going to tick up. So well, by the time you leave the house, like 7 o'clock, I bet you it's going to feel close to mid-90s.
Love Dave Murray. He says this morning, guess you could call it hot, but it is July. And I love the fact that he's honest about that. He's like, yeah, don't freak out. We don't need to be doing all the stories on, you know, people panicking because it's going to be 90 degrees in July. That's kind of what happens.
Yeah, you right? do expect that.
You do. You have to expect that. So anyway, we're glad you're with us this morning. Covered what's going on. More strikes in Iran overnight. Looks like Argentina and here you go, Paco. Argentina and Spain in the finals here, the World Cup. I could care less. I'm just throwing that out there because it did happen late yesterday. And I only heard what you heard on the news this morning. Apparently, Messi got the assist in the 92nd minute of this game. Like, they came from behind. They were losing until, like, the 85th minute or something like that. I don't know. There was some drama involved in it. And generally speaking, there's probably very little chance I'm going to even watch when it comes to the final, which is Sunday, did
Sunday.
I hear?
Sunday. Yeah, I don't really think I'll watch. I'm not a big soccer fan. I cared a lot less when the U.S. was knocked out, though that wasn't surprising. I wasn't expecting the U.S. to be in the final.
Yeah.
I'm sure the fact that Messi's in it is going to amp things up. That probably is best case scenario for ratings. If the United States isn't in it, they need someone in it who people around the world care about and want to watch, and Messi fits that.
I would agree with that. I think I'm sure it'll have decent, the final will have decent ratings, but regardless, I will not personally be watching that on Sunday. Got a lot going on, including helping my son move, so I will have a lot of good excuses not to do that. Plus, did I tell you what I'm doing this weekend, Kim? I know you'll be thrilled by this.
Golfing?
I'm not. I have got to risk my life and drive to Chicago just for Saturday night. Do you know why? So excited about this. I get to go see Rush, the rock band legend Rush, in Chicago on Saturday night.
You and I are so different. Not only would I not care to see Rush, I'm not the person who's likely going to drive 5-6 hours in a day, basically, like a 24-hour trip to go see a concert and come back.
But you drive that far to go to Florida. Come
on. Oh, yeah. That's very different. I'm going for several days, and I'm about to be at the beach.
I'm spending the night. We're going to drive up Saturday and come back Sunday. But we are pumped about this because it was the firm belief of many of us that after Neil Peart died, that the band would never play again. And they finally decided after a little while that they were going back out on the road.
I'm really happy for you, Mark.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know my friend Richie will appreciate the fact that that I'm going to go see a great rock band.
I don't think I could name one Rush song.
So Working Man, none of this. I won't go back to 2112 or any of that. I know you wouldn't remember that, but I just thought it's just fantastic music. We'll play some. Maybe we'll play some of it in the bump this morning, so Kim can realize she does know some of it, since it's among some of the best rock music ever created. Three-man band, and they're Canadian, eh? Which I don't care about. I love Triumph, too. I thought that was fantastic. So, anyway, we got lots to get to for you this morning. How you feeling about daylight saving time? How you feeling? How you going to feel when it's daylight saving time year-round? Because it looks like that might happen. And Kim brought this up to me the other day. She'd been reading some reports on how some sleep experts have some concerns about this. So we decided to bring in an expert. And this morning, my friend Dr. Joe Ogile from the Clayton Sleep Institute is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. And Kim has questions.
Well, they'd say it's very disruptive if you're going back and forth. The more and more I read about the impact this would have, now I'm confused. Because now they're talking about how kids would be going to school. And it's not a huge deal, but like people would truly be commuting up until about 9 a.m. in the dark. And in certain parts of the country. I don't know that it would really be St. Louis, but you could have it, you know, not dark or not rather light until 8 o'clock, 8:30.
I wonder what people did before we had the government to tell us when to wake up and what our clock should say.
Isn't it funny how we get so used to something and then you try to change it and we flip out? But it used to be that way and it was not a problem. But now it's funny the way that our minds work.
Yeah. I wonder how we dealt with that for eons before the federal government told us what the clock was going to be. I just want them to leave it alone. Make it one way or the other and just leave it alone all year round so we can get used to it. By the way, the president is addressing the nation tonight. We would be remiss to not remind you that we will be carrying that coverage live here on the radio station. The headline in the mainstream media, I thought this was pretty funny. I sent it to Kim last night. Trump's big primetime address is putting Republicans in a cold sweat. They're scared of what he might say. They brought it up during Todd Blanche's hearing yesterday. What will the president say? Do you think Joe Biden won in 2020? This is the question they were asking. It wasn't Todd, but it was the other guy, the DNI guy, the director
Clayton?
Of National Intelligence. Yeah. They're
Clayton.
Asking him what he thought. And he's like, how is that relevant to my current job?
You know,
he was certified and he got sworn into office.
Am I the only one who's not super amped up about anytime he gives some big speech? I mean, I'll be curious, I guess, to see what he says. But the guy does 2-hour press gaggles pretty regularly. So it's not like Joe Biden. If Joe Biden ever addressed the nation, it was like, whoa, stop. He's actually going to talk and say some things. This is a big deal. But for Trump, who does these all the time, what more could he say that he hasn't probably already said?
I just crack up when I see people, the low IQ crowd led by AOC, saying that the networks shouldn't carry this because it's fake news.
Well, because he said
she doesn't even know what he's going to say.
There's talk, of course, that it's going to be something about free and fair elections. And
right.
So she's saying that if there's no evidence to back up his claims, they shouldn't be perpetuating the false information, the misinformation, as they say.
Yeah. I need advice from someone whose chief concern prior to being elected to Congress was whether or not the bar was clean when she left.
It's a big job, Mark.
I'm telling you, I know that. I don't really care what AOC has to say. But we'll be carrying that live here at 8 o'clock Central Time tonight is when the president is due to address the nation. So a little later, we got Shannon Bream and Griff Jenkins both on. Griff had, by the way, a great interview with a certified socialist. And I loved the way he asked her the questions, and listening to her answer it should frighten the living hell out of all of you. This was AOC, that Congresswoman Presley, Cori Bush. I mean, if you, it was like all of them wrapped into one was her answer on why we need socialism in this country, because it's worked. Well, tell me one place it ever worked that people weren't dying to get out of. Anyway, we'll talk to Griff about that interview coming up shortly. Right now, let's get to our top stories. Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I think President Trump thinks he won the election, and I think he was cheated, and he's entitled to have that belief, and the American people are entitled to draw their own conclusions about the truth or legitimacy of what he said.
Yep, asking Senator Kennedy there what he thinks about whether or not the president's going to address 2020 tonight. That's the rumor. We'll find out at 8 o'clock.
It's just fundamentally wrong that South Carolina just couldn't elect a woman, and this is the only way that it was done. I think that experience does matter, and while she is a certified optician and while she has done great work in that field, I don't think that she should be representing the people of South Carolina in the U.S. Senate.
The View is big mad that Lindsey Graham's sister was appointed to fill out the remaining 6 months of his term. Would they have been happy with anyone? Because whoever was appointed would have been a Republican. Would they have only been happy if they had appointed a black Democrat? I mean, I don't know. But that's the impression you get from listening to the babbling on The View.
But they gave us back our beautiful merit system. And now the best people get into the best positions. They get into the best schools. They get into the military. We actually have strong people going into the military now as opposed to people that aren't strong or that shouldn't be there.
Yep, the president taking a little bit of a victory lap there. One of the victories he won was his ability to hire and fire based on merit. And boy, the establishment really, really hated that one.
Well, what was the purpose of that performative display of the Epstein files? And she was saying there's tens of thousands of hours of film.
I don't know what the purpose of it was, but I know that the effect of it was to make people mistrust the entire effort.
Yeah, there you go, Paco. Like you didn't think I was going to get to that story. J.D. Vance yesterday on with Joe Rogan, a wide-ranging two-hour conversation that covered a whole lot, including his thoughts on Israel, pretty candid thoughts on Israel, the relationship with Israel. And he, of course, the Epstein files, which again, you hear him, he says it was mishandled. I mean, I'm glad I think there's no doubt about it that in doing something like that, the vice president, who didn't seem to have a plan there. I mean, I didn't get the impression he had a specific agenda is the word I'm looking for when he went on Rogan. It was a wide-ranging discussion. He took all the questions, and I thought he handled them pretty beautifully. If he's not the leading contender for 2028, I would be really surprised. I'm going to play some more of that for you. I want you to hear his comments on Israel when we come back.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Kim on a whim.
Within hours of Jordan Walker winning the Home Run Derby earlier this week, you already have Barstool Sports ripping into him. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me clarify. Not ripping into him, praising him as they should. Ripping into St. Louis and the Cardinals fans. It's a little long, but I need you to hear this.
Jordan Walker's family's what a likable fella. Mm-hmm. Cool as f-. We got to get him off the Cardinals. We got to find out later. You're a fan of every other NL Central team, so you agree with me on that. Cardinals, a guy that cool should not play for the Cardinals.
I don't hate a lot of baseball teams because, what? You know, as a Braves fan from Atlanta, I've always hated the Cardinals. You know why I hate the Cardinals? Because Cardinals fans are full of
That's right.
They want you to know they're the best fans in baseball. Right. If you have to tell people you're the best fans in a sport, you're not the best fans in a sport.
That's exactly right.
And I've always hated that. And the Cardinals, boring.
Yeah.
Boring. The stadium, boring. Uniform, boring. Everything boring about the Cardinals. Jordan Walker should play for the, I don't know, the Braves. Or maybe the Brewers.
Or maybe the Cubs, dare I say? Dare I say the Cubs?
Don't think he'd work.
You think the Cardinals' jerseys are boring?
Kind of, yeah. Do you think they're not? I don't think they're bad in any stretch of the imagination. I just think Cardinals are a boring baseball organization. Yeah. But really, I don't hate them because of that, because that is they've probably been one of the most consistently good organizations in all of sports my life. They're probably a top five organization my entire life. They're fans. It's just the fans will boo, and then they'll cheer, and they'll do the same thing every other fan base does, and they're like, look at us.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, maybe Cardinals fans are not conceited, but proud.
Haters gonna
proud,
hate.
But look at the record. There's a reason why Cardinals fans are the way that they are. So yeah, maybe I could see why that's annoying. But how could you say our stadium is boring? How could you say that our jerseys are boring? We've got a bat with a cardinal on it. That's a pretty cool jersey. Why are you hating so much on the Cardinals fans? This reminds me of, this is kind of like one of those situations where, you know, you could say something growing up, like as a kid, you could be irritated with your brother or your sister, but if anybody else said something about them outside of your family, you're like, I'm sorry, what? You don't have a right to say anything negative about them. That's kind of how I feel. I admittedly have had thoughts on the Cardinals and, you know, saying they were pretty terrible last year. This year, it's not like the season is amazing, but it's such a fun team to watch that there's kind of been this energy in St. Louis around the Cardinals, which is awesome. But I feel protective over them. I'm like, whoa, you don't get to say that about the Cardinals.
People hate winners. That guy was a Braves fan. Is that one of them?
I don't know. I mean, he said Jordan Walker should go to the Braves.
They hate winners, Kim. And I know you're going to hate this analogy, and I'm going to take heat for it. I will. But as a Kentucky fan, I can tell you that people hate you when you're a winner. When you have, eight national championships, people hate you for that. They're jealous of you for that. The Cardinals have the second most World Series titles in Major League Baseball.
We have 11, right? It was 11 and 11 was the last I remember.
Yeah, I mean, we don't touch the Yankees. They're more than double that. But still, it's a reason people hate the Yankees. But if you're like the Patriots,
people hated Tom. People love Tom Brady, or they hated Tom Brady, and then they hated the Patriots or loved the Patriots because they were good. And then he proved that he could take his talent to a team that sucked in what was it, the Buccaneers, and was able to take them to the didn't he take them to the Super Bowl?
Well, the rich get richer would be their argument. They don't want St. Louis to have another Albert Pujols, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want Jordan Walker to be good because they don't want the Cardinals to be good. That threatens them. They want their team to somehow come back and win 11 World Series championships, which isn't going to happen. Highly unlikely. I guess the next closest team is what? Boston? Yeah.
Probably. I have no
Boston
idea.
And Oakland and LA both have 9, and the Giants have 8. So of those, I'm just guessing here, I would guess the Dodgers probably have the greatest shot of adding a 10th and getting close to the Cardinals this year, potentially. I don't know how good they are.
What a dumb argument, though, to try to make. As if the Cardinals don't deserve Jordan. No. The guy, Brandon Walker from Barstool Sports. What a dumb argument he's trying to make.
His whole premise is flawed, though. He's saying that
We are saying we are the greatest fans ever, and I've never, ever heard a Cardinal fan say, we're the greatest fans ever.
I've heard him say,
you know
we
who
have
I've
the best
heard
fans.
Say that, though? His peers in the media.
Yeah, I've heard media say
is
that.
Saying that, not
and
us.
If you say it enough, how can it not affect you?
This guy's kind of a tool, anyway. I think he does all this stuff just to get basically what we're doing. Talking about him. He's not the best.
Kentucky does have the best fan base in the nation.
Okay.
But besides that, for basketball.
Well, remind me how Kentucky did for March Madness. They did really well.
Oh,
right?
They sucked it up.
Oh,
they made it to the Sweet
okay.
16 just like the United States did in the World Cup. So, there you go.
You know, I was in Milwaukee one time and we were sitting at a bar and a guy knew we were Cardinal fans and he said we were the best fans ever because we were the most knowledgeable fan base there was.
You know what you have to say about Cardinals fans? They're loyal. And I know that we've discussed on this show how, you know, there were not many butts in seats last season because they weren't doing so hot. But I would imagine that other cities, when the team's not doing so great, far fewer people would be going and attending those games than Cardinals fans. Cardinals fans, they are not, many of them are not fair weather fans. They will go, I will admit I am not one of those people. It's not like I closely follow the Cardinals. But being from St. Louis, born and raised here, you know, I'm proud of the Cardinals. And it's a big part of the St. Louis culture, if you will. So that's why it feels personal when someone sits there and tries to attack it. But it's like me saying, you know, that St. Louis is dangerous and that we have our issues and that our leaders are terrible and don't know what they're doing and we've got to make changes, yada, yada, yada.
Truth.
But then if somebody else says it, I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to fight you.
Remember when it wasn't it... Was it an MLB game where there were announcers who were dogging on St. Louis?
Oh yeah,
and
they were showing they were showing Keener Plaza and nobody there at noon on a day game without telling people that the photographer had snuck inside of the construction line and they had Keener Plaza blocked off so nobody could get to it. And the stupid announcer didn't know that. I think he was from the Mets or something, complaining about the fact that it's a beautiful day in St. Louis and nobody's downtown. I mean, there had to be people downtown because there was a ball game, but there was nobody in Keener Plaza specifically that day because they were doing a restoration project, a reclamation. Which one was it?
God, I'm just going to give up on telling you.
Okay.
Anyway. Richie wants to know what Paco thinks about this.
Well, Paco's probably already tuned out. He's listening to sports radio where they're talking about Iran this morning.
But don't you agree with that, where I would probably make the argument, too, that St. Louis is kind of not a dead city, but downtown's not very vibrant? That unlike a lot of cities, you don't have a lot of people walking around here because businesses have left.
Yeah.
But I get to say that because I'm from St. Louis, but you don't get to say that. Isn't that funny how that
works? Once Hooters left, it was over with.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just telling you.
I thought Hooters was still downtown.
No, I think it closed.
Yeah, you stayed up on that news, huh?
Well, I remember us reporting on it here.
I
haven't been there in years, but I've certainly been there a few times. Great wings. I mean,
oh,
honestly.
My gosh. Guys love to say, oh, yeah, great wings. That's why the guys go.
Is that how I talk?
Whenever you do an impersonation of anybody, why do we always feel the need to do an accent like that?
I don't know. I do it, too. I'm guilty. I am guilty of it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they're just jealous.
Don't hate on the Cardinals.
They're just jealous. They see this guy, and they know that if he has the ability to do that to Kyle Schwarber, he's going to do it to a lot of teams, and he's only going to get better because he's young and he's found his groove. And they're just jealous that he's not playing somewhere else. So my guess is, as we joked about the other day after he won this thing, not that it wasn't going to happen anyway, he's about to get paid big time. They gave Weatherholt a big contract before his rookie contract was up. They went ahead and cemented him. They'll do the same thing with Walker.
Oh, yeah.
They have to.
By the way, did you know his family has ties here? So his dad went to MIT. His mom went to Harvard, but then she had her master's degree from Wash U.
Wow.
Very impressive family. Did not know that about him.
Woo.
Yeah.
And they were celebrating like mad the other night. Man, that was fantastic.
Loved the video of his parents seeing him win. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was absolutely great for sure. All right. So we need to talk a little bit about one thing we have not talked about. I haven't talked about it as much. Is this ongoing debate with the city of St. Louis and the police department.
and the lack of funding for the police department. And now I learned something yesterday that pissed me off even more. And I'm gonna tell you what that is when we come back here in just a minute. Stay tuned. Back, you know, I have to mention this. We had Don Brown on recently from the
Board of Police Commissioners.
Board of Police Commissioners, and of course he runs Don Brown Chevrolet down on the Hill, longtime supporter of police, and he's on the police board now, right? And we had him on talking about this funding fight that's been going on between the city and the police. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to see what's going on here. The Democrat socialist leaders like Megan Green and the mayor to a lesser extent, I don't know if she's a DSA member or not, but they have been angered that they lost control of the police department. They want to control the police department because it gave them complete control over the budget of the police department and, you know, what they do and what they don't do and everything. Well, they lost that. And they're angry about it. And their response to it is to try to defund the police. Unfortunately for them, state law mandates that you can't dedicate less than roughly 25% of your budget to the police. Now, you could dedicate more than that, but the city of St. Louis has taken the position that they are going to resist. That should be the new campaign slogan for the St. Louis city government when it comes to their own police department. Their attitude is resist. So I thought it was interesting this week that Megan Green, who sued her own police department back in 2017, alleging she got sprayed with tear gas while attending the Jason Stockley riots that happened in downtown St. Louis. By the way, I was on the ground down there covering some of that when those idiots tried to take over the highway and all that other mess. Untold dozens of St. Louis police officers were injured, some of them pretty severely, during that protest. But Megan Green had to sue and finally settle for $35,000. Now, that's going to be taxpayer money being paid out on Megan Green's behalf because her left-wing rear end was offended by the fact that she got caught. She stuck her nose down there, decided she would act like she was one of the people and protest. And then when police decided to shut it down, when it got violent, I mean, I know police officers who got shoulder injuries, neck injuries that threatened their careers from people throwing bottles and rocks and everything else at them, right? And I go that roundabout story to point out that Megan Green now has a $35,000 settlement from the city of St. Louis that she claims she's going to donate out of the goodness of her heart. So she's going to take the people's money and she's going to give it to the charity of her choice. So what'd she say it was for tornado relief something?
That's the focus.
Maybe it's Cori Bush's charity where she just passes the money through to herself. It could be the same one. By the way, the attorney general said she's going to look into that.
Oh, good.
She saw Mark Maxwell's story from Channel 5 and decided that she's going to look into that. So I get around to this because ultimately, out of pure spite, the board of aldermen and the mayor, the mayor sits on the police board, has decided that they're going to resist, that they're going in at every stop, at every way they can, they're going to try to prevent the St. Louis Police Department from getting the funding it needs. They know that you're down 200 or 300 officers, some of it through attrition, others because they can't keep up with the retirement rate or people leaving for higher paying jobs in St. Louis County or other local police departments. And then I learned of this story yesterday. There are at least 9 cases in the city of St. Louis where St. Louis police officers were injured in the line of duty, right? And some of them have gotten settlements on their workman's comp cases, right? One of them happened this week, I know of. There were at least 8 or 9 of them have happened now. Because it predates, these workman comp cases predate the state taking over the city police department. That's an important thing to note here. So all of this would have, all these injuries that, have been, they've been sued for workman's comp, happened prior to the state taking over the city police department. And yesterday, the city refused to pay the workman comp cases. And there's no way to look at it other than the fact that it's spite. They're now claiming that because the state controls the police department now, the state of Missouri is on the hook to pay these workman comp cases from several years before the state took over. That's what Mayor Kara Spencer and others in the administration and the Board of Aldermen are doing to your law enforcement officers on the street. If you live in the city, I'm a taxpayer here because I pay the earnings tax. So they are doing this to spite their own police officers. And you've got people in limbo who've been recovering from injuries that had workman's comp claim cases filed and then settled, and the city is refusing to pay. And they're going to go to court over it, apparently, delaying these people getting money for their medical bills or whatever else they owe, just out of spite. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And right now I'm trying to get one of the attorneys on to talk more about this. The police union would speak out about it, I'm sure, because they have talked about these things in the past. But it's a shame that that's what we've devolved to in the city where, of course, you know, if we just had a merger, says Kara Spencer, then the statistics wouldn't seem so bad. That's what she's focused on. I'm sorry. Coming up, we'll get to the St. Louis Morning Brief a little later, Jim Talent, and we're going to talk about how the change back to permanent daylight savings time could really affect your life at about 7:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.